We're here at the Toronto Cider Festival 2018. Duntroon joining us. You guys are new to the scene here. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself first and what you are doing?
Sure. So my name is Tim Schneider. So we're from Duntroon. We're located about 10 minutes south of Collingwood on the Niagara Escarpment. We have a farm there with orchards, heritage apples. And we're right now we're really introducing two new ciders. One's an English off-dry, classic, tasty and refreshing. The other cider we have is a rhubarb infused, and it's cloudy. We actually back blend cloudy, unfiltered cider into that, so it's really crisp and refreshing and clean. The Standing Rock, our flagship cider, it's in South Georgian Bay, LCBOs. It's a session cider, really light, 4.3% alcohol. Seems to have worked out pretty well for a lot of people on their docks and patios and decks. We've been around for a couple years. This is our first year at the Cider Fest. My training's English. I lived in the UK for 7 years, and hence the why in our spelling of cider. I love classic English off-dry farm ciders and light ciders that are easy to drink. So all of our ciders are made from Ontario heritage apples. We just planted 2,000 English and French cider apple trees, so we have bitter sharps, bitter sweets. We have recovered two orchards in our area that actually have beautiful red and pink fleshed Norman apples. So hopefully on Saturday afternoon we'll have a treat, and we're gonna see if we can get an announcement for those that rush over here. We're gonna have our blush cider, so the actual flesh of the apples gives a beautiful blush colored lovely Petillion fizz cider, and that's in a 750 mil, so that's fun. So yeah, we're just trying to make great ciders, not get too serious about it and let the apples do the work.
So how did it all come to be? Like, what gave you the idea we need to start into cider?
So living over in the UK, what I became very aware of is that ciders are actually as popular in some areas, even more popular than apples and, or sorry, than beer. And I just started tasting the different ciders, knowing that back home we had our orchards that were really for sweet cider, that we'd been making sweet cider with. So when we moved back from the UK, we started working with the apples we had back in 2012, and basically evolved into a passion and now a business.
And you're seeing the fruits of your labor come through now. It's got to be exciting to get out. How has things been received so far?
It's really interesting. I love watching people's faces when they taste our cider. The immediate reaction is, this isn't sweet, and this is really easy to drink. So it's really rewarding. We enjoy it. We're in all the LCBOs in our area now. We're keeping up with production. This year we're really focused on sourcing more apples from the Duntroon Parish, all the orchards around us, which we're recovering as many as we can. Many of them are getting put into cash crops, so we're taking those over. So reception's been fantastic. It's encouraging, and we're growing. We've just increased our pressing capacity by 10 times. So yeah, we're excited.
Sounds like there's a lot going on in the Grand Bend, Georgian region. You guys are part of the Apple Pie Trail, if I recall correctly.
That's right. The Apple Pie Trail has been fantastic for us. In fact, many of the people come in and point to the map and say, we finally found you. This is fantastic. And they're on the Apple Pie Trail, as well as the Saints and Sinners Trail as well, right?
Have you found that the community around you has been supportive?
Yeah, very supportive, and we have people dropping in to our farm. We actually have a small retail store there, so we have a lot of people stopping in. There's also the beer bus up in Collingwood where there's people dropping in. Most of the farmers are supportive. They're happy to see the orchards being put back to use instead of going dormant and wild. So yeah, very supportive.
And if people want to find more information about you, where do they go, and maybe how do they get some of the product?
So we're DuntroonCiderHouse.com, at Duntroon Cider House on Instagram.
With a Y.
With a Y, that's right. Spelled cider spelled with a Y. And they're welcome to stop into the farm. We're at the farmers markets up in Creemore and Collingwood, and we're also in 14 LCBOs up in Collingwood, just in the southern Georgian Bay area. We're also in a number of restaurants in Toronto, so if you want to find out more about what restaurants and LCBOs, we're going to stay really sort of in the Midtown and Uptown corridor, and that's on our Facebook and Instagram site.
Thank you so much, Tim. Best of luck today and tomorrow. Hopefully with the weather, it stays well, and all the crowds, because there's going to be a lot of people here. So thank you again.
Thanks very much. Great to talk.